Hi, this is Dr. Lori Moore, and I have a guest today. And Debbie, would you introduce yourself?
Hi, Lori and listeners. I'm Debbie Chambers. I'm known as Manifesting Muse, and it is an honor to be with you today.
Thank you, and it's an honor to be with you. And today is really our first time getting to talk. I found you at David Nagel's internet site, and I saw we had something in common, or I guessed we do, which is it looks like we're both manifesting dream realities and careers out of a place of great love and joy. And so I thought it would be really wonderful to talk to you and let the people that listen to my audios and read my e-zines hear more about you and the work you do, and just have a discussion on how both of us, a mutual discussion on how we've created success and how we've dealt with challenges, because I know many people can be inspired and many people who are desiring to manifest dream realities themselves. So would you like to share with me a little bit about anything you want about your journey and building your business? And
well, sure. You mentioned David Nagel, and he was actually very instrumental in assisting me on the journey that I'm on now. It was about 2 years ago. I was watching The Secret, and this idea came to me for Manifesting Garden. And it's a 45-day goal achievement adventure. It's create your garden of infinite possibilities. So I had this idea, and I love ideas. They're so divine. I mean, it came to and through me. It just wasn't something that I sat and thought that I was going to do. But since then, I've learned that ideas are just this magnificent thing that we as humans are blessed with. So I followed that urge, and I created the kit. And once I had it done, I went, well, this is lovely. I've got this, you know, wonderful thing here. Now what do I do with it? Which is very important, the hows that the hows that we come up against as humans. Again, it's like even starting with our ideas, it's, you know, like, how do I do that? So I discounted the hows, and I just started following urges. One of those urges was to send my garden to David. I had heard him on a teleclass, and I really felt connected to his message and the power that he was sharing with others. So it was a couple weeks later, and I received a phone call from him, and he said, I love this. And we talked for a few minutes, and he said, in 5 days, I have an ERS seminar going on in Vegas. Can you make it with your garden here? And, you know, and I had that choice of either going, gosh, I just can't, there's not enough time, you know, going into the negativity of it. And instead I had that urge, and I went, yes, I can be there. So I showed up with my garden and just felt an instant connection with him. He enabled me to share it from stage. And since then, he actually wrote and produced a CD that is part of that package.
Ah, I didn't know that. And it's so beautiful how you allowed yourself to just follow your urges. That's exactly how I've built my business. I've had an interesting experience, which is that I'll follow urge after urge, and that's basically what's built, everything around me. And then every once in a while, I start thinking, oh, maybe I need to take this marketing course or, you know, learn some technique. And I always end up getting stuck or stalled with techniques and, you know, things that seem to work great for other people. There's nothing wrong with any technique. But for myself, I found if I just keep following those urges in my heart, it works. You know, it's like I'm being myself and it comes back around in such a good way. So I appreciate your hearing how all that happened from you.
And I absolutely agree with you on that. As we, you know, start building our businesses, and there are so many wonderful, you know, courses and classes to take. But for myself, I always remind myself that what I bring to the market is unique from anyone else. So even though I may duplicate them, it's our uniqueness that we bring to others. That's the gift that we're sharing with others.
I really agree with that. When we're truly being ourselves and following our own muse, people love that because that's what we love in each other. We love it when who each other is shows up shining in a really genuine way. And that's what touches us. We touch each other when we're very much being ourselves. And the way of each self is so unique. when it's really listened to. I find that again and again. Debbie, will you tell people your website so they can go visit you?
Sure. They can find the garden. I've actually was urged by so many to put the Manifesting Garden Journal, my published book, into ebook form. So I'm going to give a few links here that they can come and visit, get to know me. There's free downloads, free reports. So the first one I will give you is where they can actually purchase the garden, and that's www.faith-creations.com. The ebook is available at www.manifestinggarden.com. And when they order that ebook, they will receive not only 9 free bonuses now, immediately, but they will receive a free bonus every month for 5 months without any charge put to their card.
Beautiful.
So it's like an ongoing free bonus for them. It's my, you know, 2008 gift, so to speak. And I just created a new business, and it's Rhino and Pearls. I'm very proud of that. They can go, they can download a free audio, free report, and that's www.rhinoinpearls, RhinoinPearls.com.
Beautiful. And I want to remind everyone that this is Dr. Lori Moore at AniMiracles.com, AniMiracles.com, where you can receive your free full tickets to my Anna Miracle seminar and create all kinds of miracles in your life by returning back to a place of unconditional love, joy, and peace within yourself, and from that create the dream life you desire with your spiritual experience, with your relationship to your own body and well-being, with your relationship to your significant other, your children, your friends, your colleagues, to your relationship with money. And part of how I do this is by teaching people to listen to the wisdom of animals who, in very beautiful, simple ways, are able to practice what so many of us aspire towards with returning to places of unconditional love, joy, and peace. Debbie, can you tell me about some of the challenges you've gone through in building your business and how you've worked through those and faced those and overcome those?
Sure, I'd love to. One of the challenges, and I think that we spoke on it a little earlier, was really second-guessing or the hows. So frequently in life, we have these divine ideas, you know, these wonderful creations come to mind. And I don't know about others, but for myself, the first thing that I used to do, and I'm becoming, you know, coming out of that, is to go, oh, I can't do that. I will discount it. I can't do that. I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. Other people have done it. How would I do this? I don't have the money. You know, all those hows. And I've learned that once we make the decision and we plant that seed in our fertile mental ground, the hows will show up. And it's actually leaps of faith that we take over and over. It's not like, oh, I did this and so everything is fine from now on. For myself, it's daily. It can be hourly, you know, of I've made that decision. This is what I will create. And then just let it go. And the universe has this fantastic way of synchronizing people, events, like my meeting you. This is fantastic. You know, it's a pleasure to meet you. And the work that you do is just so powerful. And so I've really learned to trust these opportunities that the universe gives to me.
Thank you. I can relate so much to the faith and the trust and just going with what comes up inside of you that you feel inclined to do. I found so many times I would tell people I was about to do something, for example, when I first started my business, and my business has gone through so many shifts and changes. It originally started out as a private practice in psychotherapy. And I remember telling a colleague, when I was first starting out, I was going to write a book and I was going to be featured on national talk and news shows. And he just said, you're out of your mind. You're not humble. It will take you years and years, and most people never make it. And I said, well, No, humble is like trusting, having faith. It's not just me. It's like the whole universe is going to create this. And it's not a competition. It's because something in my heart is yearning to be expressed in the media, and I'm trusting the media will take care of it, because otherwise, how did the idea come into my mind? You know, it's like,
absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, and then a year later, it all came into being, it all came to pass. And I have this one really good friend, colleague, we've known each other for 20 years, and once a year we meet, and we started creating dreams of what would happen in our next year, must have been 20 years ago, and they would always be way beyond anything that would make sense, given our life at the time. But because we're willing to imagine and feel and trust what's coming to us, it's worked. And I've watched how both he and I have just made our businesses grow and grow in a way that's so fulfilling and successful too. And it comes from that faith and trust that you're talking about. And it also comes, just as you said, in that willingness to not fall into the old belief system, like, okay, well, now everything's handled, you know, my bills and my insurance are paid forever and everything's perfect. Like, life's not like that. You don't know what's going to happen the next day, and you have to be ready to dance and interact with whatever opportunity comes or whatever seems to be a challenge. There's always a beautiful opportunity I found in every challenge. And just keep trusting. Trust goes a long way. I found trust works.
it does. It really does. I heard that, and I really resonate with this, is that success isn't a destination, it's a journey. And I think as growing up, as children, we're taught, well, if you do this, then you're successful, or when you accomplish this, you're successful. And I really come to believe that it's the journey, and it's, as you so eloquently put it, it's the dance. It's like success, we could change it, success is a dance, you know. So, yeah, I agree with every word you're saying, and you're saying it very beautifully.
Thank you. And thank you for what you just said, because it's calling to my attention how every time I'm really being in gratitude and I'm appreciating right now, I feel completely well. I feel everything's just in a beautiful flow. And it's when I start to think, oh, I was supposed to do it a different way, or it's supposed to look different, or it was supposed to be better, that I get myself just into an unnecessary, and later I just laugh at it, kind of mind trip that really has nothing to do with the truth of what's going on right now in the present. As you said, we're in a journey, and anything we wish to experience, success, love, whatever we want to experience, it's right now. It's here to be experienced, and when we choose to experience something simple, the creations come naturally from that. When we're trying to run after and capture the creations, we never get anywhere, and even when we do, we're still dissatisfied because we're looking for the next thing.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think, and you said something important about the choice. It's so powerful that each of us really have that choice each and every second of each and every day to choose something different than any kind of negativity that we're feeling or experiencing. And in some cases, it just takes the simple choice, making that decision of I choose peace, you know, I choose success,
yeah.
I choose health.
Yeah. It's interesting talking to you, because I noticed that the way you talk is to acknowledge what I say and then add on to it, and then I do that back to you, and it's such a lovely way. I would love it if everyone talked to each other like that. It's like we just acknowledge and appreciate each other and then build from there. Sometimes I find in the world that types of communication can be people trying to advise or fix, and I like how we just keep acknowledging each other and then see what comes out of it. It's very fun to talk to you.
Thank you. It is for you, too. I love it also when we're talking in the creative flow. You know,
yeah.
There's a difference of living in and competition, which is usually not good for either party or anyone around, you know, just the energy and the space of it. But when two people, three people, or a group of people can get into that creative flow, so much comes from that, because we live in a creative universe.
Yeah. It was funny. I was in another state, and I was going to listen to one of my role models and teachers who I really appreciate a lot, named Gangaji, And I mentioned this, or I ran into someone and mentioned this, and she said, oh, you're visiting your competitor. And I just started laughing. I was thinking, like, well, no, I tell anyone I meet about Gangaji. And I love it how you and me can be on the phone, and we can be sharing about both our businesses and both prosper at the same time. And I really want people to understand that who are building business, that you're actually, in my experience, you're not really in competition with anyone. And the more you support everyone, the more you are supported by the universe. It's a very enjoyable flow. There's plenty. There's enough for everyone. So when we're happy about each other, it benefits everyone, and it benefits us.
It does. I just got home yesterday from the Hay House I Can Do It conference in Las Vegas, and that was great. So many enlightened and inspired speakers and authors shared the stage, you know, gave us all this wonderful wisdom that they just let pour out for our benefit. And then I was invited to the author's dinner. And I sat and looked around the room, and there was about 80 different authors and speakers. As I looked around the room, I really felt that here they were people that were in the same field. They were writing books similar to, their message similar to, but they each brought their own uniqueness to that. And there was no competition within that. Like Louise Hay has created this wonderful flow of creation.
What an amazing experience. That's my dream and that's why instead of just doing one-on-one work, I started teaching seminars, because my dream for the world is that we can all be together in a way that when anyone is speaking, everyone is simply witnessing, celebrating, just seeing the incredible gift of that person, not bothering to agree, disagree, fix, change, just loving that person exactly how they are, and then everyone gets time in a turn. That's how we've been conducting the seminars, and it brings so much love among people, and that's how I like to live.
Yeah, and what a powerful service you're providing to your clients, because in life, how often do we really get that opportunity to connect on the creative field? You know, it just as a society, there's that competition starting from when we start school, you know, who's got an A, who's got this, you know, we're always being graded. So how beautiful for you to provide that space for others.
Thank you. So will you share about somebody who went through your garden program and how they prospered, or some feedback you got that you were happy to hear?
I have so many of them. The first one that came to mind, so that's the divine urge that I'm following, is Maria Reyes McDavis. And she is a web designer. And her and I met, and we were doing some work together. And so, as I do when I'm working with anyone, I send them a garden so they know who I am and what I'm about and the message that I am, you know, providing. So she took it, and she goes, I don't have a green thumb. I'm sorry, the plant will die. It's very beautiful, you know. And I go, you know, just go through the steps for me, you know, just as a gift to me, just follow through. And she did, and in 90 days, she doubled her income. And that was the goal that she had set.
Wow.
And I was having conversation. Now she is my web success diva. That is her website.
Wow.
I was having conversation last week, and she goes, you won't believe it, but my plant is regrowing. And I said, well, then plant another goal, for goodness sakes. She goes, it's the first plant I've ever had that I didn't kill. So, yeah.
That's really exciting. And I love how you're doing this with the plants. I have a personal fondness for the plants. I'm looking at some flowers out my window right now and just really appreciating them. And what a wonderful way to assist people with growing themselves as their plant grows.
Thank you.
Yeah. Tell people your website again so they can go do this.
Okay. The garden website is www.faith-creations.com. That's FAITH-creations.com. If you're interested in just the ebook that is the published book out of that kit, it's www.manifestinggarden.com. And there's lots of free bonuses that they can receive today.
Wonderful. And I want to remind people who haven't yet attended the Anna Miracle Seminar in California that the tickets for that are free of charge when you come in California. And, of course, you can come to Hawaii and purchase a ticket. And the website, my website, Dr. Lori Moore, is annamiracles.com. That's ANIMiracles.com. Is there anything else you would like to share with me or people that may be listening today, Debbie?
I think that I would like to leave everyone with just the urge from me and you that they're unique in the world. Don't discount your ideas. Your ideas are from the divine. Every advancement that we make is from the divine, that you're unique, you're special, and you're loved always.
Thank you so much. I want to agree with that and say that you have a unique way of being in this world, and it is truly a gift, every single one of you out there. And your way is not the same as anyone else's. So if you encountered frustrations like all of us have at times because you didn't fit in, or you couldn't do something as fast as someone else, or it just seemed like you couldn't do it the normal or standard way, that doesn't mean anything, because all it means is that your way was waiting for you to uncover it, and it is inside of you. And follow, like Debbie said, your own urges, your own inclinations to find out what your gift is. Your gift is you, and how you can dance through this world. So thank you again so much, Debbie, and thank you to everyone who's listening. And Debbie, maybe you and I can talk again sometime just personally. If you ever want to give me a call, feel free. I'd love to talk to you again. It was quite a delight.
Yes, it was, and it was an absolute pleasure meeting you, and I'll do that. I'll give you a call. Thanks.
Awesome. Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.